Well, if you'd use a wagon regular, it ought to be greased every morning, but every other day anyway.
Uh-huh.
You see, but if you'd use one wagon all day long, it ought to be greased the next morning.
Uh-huh.
I forget where it was, but a man told me that a doctor came in. This was in the sand country.
Yeah.
And he'd never greased his buggy.
Wouldn't grease.
Nope, wouldn't do it. He said if you get the grease in there, the grease would collect the sand, yeah, and it'd just wear that axle right out.
I don't know how it would be, but don't look like you could run a wheel on a spindle that way about having to grease it.
Yeah. He said, this fellow I talked to said it'd just squeak like the dickens at first, but it'd stop.
Yeah.
They greased anyway. They went right on. They didn't pay any attention to the doctor. He went his way and they went theirs.
I think they ought to be greased every other day, I know.
Well, that's what they thought.
Yeah.
When you're using a team on a wagon, what do you call the bar that goes behind each horse?
Use now how?
Well, you have the tongue and a horse here, and a horse here. There's a bar that goes all the way across the tongue.
Well, you'd call that the rocking bolster, wouldn't you?
That's
what that'd be. Bolster, rocking. I always call them rocking bolster. You mean that's where the bed?
No, this is up in front of that. Right behind the horse.
Yeah.
Right behind each horse, there's a bar made out of bolt.
Oh, that is. Double tree. And then the single tree would be where you'd hook the traces to.
Uh huh.
And the double tree then would go back there where the single tree would go on to the double tree. That's what pulled the wagon.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And when you drove a team, what did you hold in your hands?
Lines. Wagon line.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted your horses to start up, what did you tell them?
Get up.
And if you wanted them to go faster?
Well, you kind of cluck at them or go to using them lines on them.
Uh-huh. Just sort of shake them, huh?
Yeah.
What would you cluck?
Cluck.
Yeah. To,
you well, say get up or get away.
Uh-huh.
I'd put them to trot. Yeah.
And then if you wanted to turn to the left, what did you tell them?
Well now, one of that is one is for the right and left, and it's G and H. And I guess I might get that wrong. G would be for the right, I guess, and H for the left. But I can't remember this time.
Mm-hmm.
Too much about that. I never did drive a horse too much. I mean, I always rode after cattle.
You just get straddled a lot, right?
Yeah, but I have drove them some, but not much.
Uh-huh.
Teams. As a rule, father'd always have a bunch of hands, you see.
Uh-huh.
Handle them teams, they always put me on a horse after cattle.
Now, were these the hired men?
He'd keep a hard hand, four or five of them.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've kept hands here since I got up grown, but not. Didn't do too much teamwork.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank goodness for gasoline engines, huh?
Yeah.
What did you have any special term for the horse on the left-hand side?
You mean for him to do or how?
No, did you call, well, if you had a team, what did you call the horse on the left-hand side when you were driving?
Well, I'd call him. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember how that was. It had a name, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The off horse or the horse? Or
I guess that's what you'd call it. But I'm not for sure about that.